Hello, wonderful listeners. Welcome to the Orange Journal podcast. I am your host, L. Alex. And today on our show, we'll be talking about geography and we're concentrating more on countries and talking about interesting facts about these countries. So we'll be kicking off with an African country, and it will entirely cover the whole African continent first before moving out to other continents as well. So we'll be starting out with Mauritius before going to other 53 African countries as well, plus Western Sahara, which their independence is kind of disputed. So we start by talking about Mauritius, just a brief overview of the country and also down to interesting facts. Now let's move on to the next segment where we'll talk about Mauritius.
Mauritius, officially the Republic of Mauritius, is an island nation in the Indian Ocean, about 2,000 kilometers off the southeast coast of the African continent. It includes the main island of Mauritius and Rodrigues, Agaliga, and St. Braden. The island of Mauritius and Rodrigues form part of the Mascareni Islands, along with nearby Reunion, a French overseas department. The capital and largest city, Port Louis, is located on the Mauritius main island, where most of the population is concentrated. The country spans about 2,040 square kilometers and has an exclusive economic zone covering 2.3 million square kilometers. The history of this island can be traced back to the Arab sailors, who were possibly the first to discover the uninhabited island around 975 AD, which they called at that time Dinar Arabi. The earliest confirmed discovery was in 1507 by Portuguese sailors, who otherwise took little interest in this island. The Dutch took possession in 1598, establishing a succession of short-lived settlements before abandoning their effort in 1710. Then the French took over in 1715, renaming the island Isle de France. About a century later, the island of Mauritius and its dependencies were ceded to Great Britain. As a British colony, Mauritius included Rodrigues, Agaliga, St. Braden, Tromelin, and the Chago Archipelago. And until 1906, Seychelles was part of this island, ceded to the British. Sovereignty over Tromelin is still disputed between Mauritius and France, as it was not specifically mentioned in the Treaty of Paris. And the Treaty of Paris was the treaty that handed over the territory of the French territories to British. Now, Mauritius remained a primary plantation-based colony of the United Kingdom until independence in 1968. In 1965, 3 years prior to the independence of Mauritius, the UK split the Chago Archipelago from Mauritian territory, and the island of Aldabra, Farquharha, and Destrachets from the Seychelles to form the British Indian Ocean Territory. The local population was forcefully expelled, and the large island Diego Garcia was leased to the United States. The United Kingdom has restricted access to the Chago Archipelago to casual tourists, to the media, and former inhabitants of this island. The sovereignty over this island, Chago, is disputed between Mauritius and the United Kingdom. In February 2019, the International Court of Justice issued an advisory opinion ordering the United Kingdom to return the Chago Islands to Mauritius as rapidly as possible in order to complete the decolonization of Mauritius. But the United Kingdom refused to return the island back to Mauritius and kept on playing politics with the Commonwealth as well. Owing to the geographical location and centuries of colonialism, the people of Mauritius are highly diverse in ethnicity, culture, language, and faith. It is the only African country where Hinduism is the largest religion. The island government is closely modeled on the Westminster parliamentary system of government and is highly ranked for democracy, for economy, for political freedom, and the island is categorized as high in Human Development Index. According to the World Bank, The country is classified as a high-income economy. Mauritius is ranked as the most competitive and one of the most developed economies in the African region. The country is a welfare state because the government provides free universal health care, free education up to tertiary level, and free public transportation for students, senior citizens, and their disabled populations. Mauritius was ranked among the safest and most peaceful countries by the Global Peace Index 2019. Along with other Mascarene Islands, Mauritius is known for its varied floral and fauna, with many species endemic to the island. The island was the only known home of the dodo, which was a wonderful flower, a kind of awesome looking flower, which along with several other avian species was made extinct by human activities relatively shortly after the island settlement. Now I'll be moving on to tell you about some interesting facts about Mauritius, so sit tight. Coming down now to the interesting facts about the island of Mauritius. One, the island of Mauritius has no official language approved by the constitution of the country. English and French are both languages that are being used by the people. English is used to run government, businesses, and the court, while French Creole is often widely spoken and used in newspaper and some literatures. Two, the island was named after a prince, a Dutch prince. The name Mauritius was gotten from Prince Maurits van Nieuwse, who was the ruler of the Dutch Republic. Three, the population density in Mauritius is the highest in Africa and among the highest in the world. Wow. Four, the island of Mauritius maintains the British monarch up until 1992, when it became a republic. And she got her independence in 1968. So the Queen of England would have been the queen till 1992, when it became a republic. The Apravasi Ghats in Port Louis and Le Mon Cultural Landscape, which is located on the peninsula on the southwest of the island, are both UNESCO World Heritage Site. Woo! That means the tourist attraction there are awesome. With its per capita exceeding $12,000, Mauritius is one of the wealthiest countries in Africa and possesses one of the lowest level of corruption in the world. Whoa, that's interesting. Like, I'll visit that country one day. The island of Mauritius does not have a standing army. Did they just say they don't have a standing army? How do they defend themselves? Actually, they defend themselves by, I guess, the commissioner of police handles the military, or the limited military, which is not like a standing army, but I think less than 10,000 or so. So I guess that is for that. So they have an army, but not really too much. So they don't spend more on keeping their army, you know, they don't spend much more on arms and all that. Well, that's all for today's episode of the Orange Journal podcast. Thanks for listening, and thank you everyone for staying to the end. Join us again next week when we talk about Comoros. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so you never miss an episode. Thank you very much. Stay safe.